Hey, good morning. Happy Sunday, everyone. I'm having my belated doubles tennis party here at Cheryl Tremblay's tennis courts a la Bath and Racket Annex. I have Bridget in front of me. She is a guest of Cheryl today, but I think her relationship with Cheryl is just not a guest. She's going to tell us all the awesome details about Bridget. Because Cheryl is playing doubles with Nikki and Michelle, against Michelle and Anna. Wow! I just saw an amazing trying to crash that ball, and it landed on the net by Nikki. And Bridget is kind enough to volunteer to read from a special book shared by Bob Ness titled Sex as a Sublimation for Tennis, from the Secret Writings of Freud, compiled and annotated by Theodore Suretsky. Thank you, Bridget, for doing this. Please tell us something about you.
My pleasure. Hello, everyone. I am one of Cheryl's good friends from childhood. I am, as well as her, from northern New Jersey. I'm first generation of Italian parents, and was raised as such, and Cheryl was somewhat raised the same way. We met first day of high school. We were 13.
Whoa, high school.
Yes, and we've been pretty much best friends since then. Through the bad, the ugly, the good, the pretty.
Really? What's the ugliest?
Not too bad. Cheryl has a pretty clean reputation, I would have to say.
Oh, I meant to say, do you have kids? Maybe it's the diaper.
No. I do. I have one daughter. She's 17. I got started much later than my friend Cheryl.
And you were her maid of honor?
We were married 3 months apart from each other, but yeah. I just didn't have kids the first go around.
Oh, I see. Now, do you play tennis?
I do not. The closest thing to tennis I have is my mom, who played for 40 years until 5 years ago.
All right. That's great.
So I know a lot about it. Used to go to the U.S. Open with my mom and my ex-husband. They were both tennis players.
So you're the perfect tennis spectator.
Yes, I am. I do not like running after balls, so I do not do that. I dance. That's my exercise.
Good.
27 years.
So we're going to be
dancing.
27
years.
So,
I had training in everything, really. Wow. Ballet, jazz, tap, modern.
Cool. So Bridget is going to be reading this chapter while I'm dancing in front of her.
Yes. So here we go. Short chapter, Sex versus Tennis. Freud's ability to read Spanish allowed him to test the accuracy of the Spanish versions of his works, the reading of which usually provoked a lively conversation on the correct interpretation of his thoughts. On one occasion, however, Freud became very agitated. In a letter to Señor Luis López Balastros y de Torres, the Spanish translator, he stressed the distinction between tennis lust and tennis drive. And here we go. By emphasizing the erotic aspect of the tennis instinct, you may unwittingly be a victim of the romance languages. Sex can never be mixed with tennis. The healthy individual must practice abstinence until he has the maturity of character to fuse these two great drives. To avoid misleading my Spanish readers, you must stress the relative priority of tennis over sex. Perhaps their shock will be muted if we include the following illustration. John L. Sullivan, the great American boxer, never had sex or shaved for 3 weeks prior to a big fight. A person can have only one thing on his mind at a time. Or as the disguised Spanish poet José Ortega y Gasset said, a person cannot blow bubbles and have great thoughts on the same day. Letter to Spanish translator, 1909.
Wow, thank you, Bridget. So do you believe that sex cannot be mixed with tennis?
Absolutely. And that can be applied to anything where you need to stress and concentrate on something that's coming up. My ex-husband was a professional soccer player,
oh, wow.
and they were not allowed to engage in sex 48 hours before their game.
So you cannot have sex with him before the game?
Yeah.
I mean, what if
yes.
you wanted to have sex, and he can't?
No, it's what his responsibility to be in control of that as the professional athlete.
I think he was not the one in control. You had to be having the control, right?
I suppose we both did that, yeah. We can look at it that way. So I do have firsthand belief of that,
cool.
from being married to a professional athlete.
That's amazing.
Yes.
You know, we played with a lot of, couples. And on the court, as a couple, they're just totally different. They fight. You know, most of the couples I see playing on the tennis court, they fight. They say, bad things on the court. But
that
then
is
guess they have great sex after that. Right?
They probably do. But that's another thing that can be applied to everything. I find that a lot of husband and wives can't play golf together, can't work together. There's just this... It's too personal.
Too judgmentally.
And too judgmental, yeah.
Yeah.
So I can see that.
Well, thank you so much, Bridget.
It was a pleasure.
Right,
happy birthday, Maria.
Thank
and I'm
you,
glad
Bridget.
I could jump in on this party.
Thank you.
And crash it.
It's great. We're going to be dancing, okay?
Okay.
Have a good day, everyone. Thank you.